Talking with Roy Lee Lindsay, of course, now North Carolina pork producers, and back in Oklahoma for this Hall of Fame activity induction. Congratulations on that.
Thanks, Ron. It is, I said it's humbling. It is an honor. And I told the group today, this is really not my award. I think this is their award. If I look at where our pork industry was in Oklahoma in 1998 and the perception of the industry, we were on the front page of the newspaper every day. Folks were questioning our production practices. What are we doing and how do we do that? And our farmers went out every day, the folks on our farms every day, and proved that we were good stewards of the land. They proved that we were good stewards of our animals, that we were good members of our communities. And that allowed us, I think, to turn the tide in that public perception piece of who we were and how we were perceived across the country. Roy Lee didn't do that. I didn't do that myself. The people did. And so I see this as a recognition of the work that the industry's done, not necessarily what I might have done.
You've, of course, made the move to North Carolina, the number two hog state in the United States. I know you felt it was going to be a good opportunity, but a big challenge as well. Maybe give us an update on how things have gone thus far.
Well, it's both, and I still believe it's a tremendous opportunity. We talk about the pork industry in North Carolina that's more than 10,000 jobs. More than 46,000 jobs and $10 billion worth of economic impact. That's the second largest commodity in the state of North Carolina in terms of agricultural commodities. And agriculture is the number one industry in the state of North Carolina. So the presence that we have there, the importance of the industry in North Carolina is tremendous. Comes with lots of challenges, lots of issues and things we need to address. And we continue to work on those. And amazingly, some of those are very similar to what we've seen here in Oklahoma. We're still talking about the environmental impact of our industry and how we are good stewards of the land and how do we tell that story? How do we share that message with folks? We're talking that we take good care of our animals and that we're safe, wholesome food supply. Same things we talked about here, just a much bigger audience and a much bigger industry to represent. We see some challenges that would sound very similar to Oklahoma in that we're really first starting to see the emergence of feral hogs and the challenge that they present to the state and to farmers all across North Carolina. So I'm going to at least have an opportunity to take a lot of what I've learned here in how we went through, whether it was legislation, whether it was policy, whether it was working with producers or federal government or whomever about controlling feral hogs. We're going to take a lot of that knowledge and see if I actually learned anything in Oklahoma and apply it in North Carolina. Just tremendous opportunities and challenges out there for us. You know, we're still the most widely consumed meat protein in the world. Tremendous opportunity to sell our product around the globe. And I'm excited about that. Tremendous opportunity to keep selling it here in the United States. You know, we continue to sell more and more. Folks love their bacon. How can we keep that up? But it comes with challenges. You heard speakers today talking about Proposition 12 in California. We talked about line speeds and processing plants. We're looking now, where do we find a labor force? How do we find labor? When I talk to producers in North Carolina, same as in Oklahoma, labor may be the number one issue that's in front of them. And then just quite honestly, you know, as they've said a number of times today, we now have African swine fever in the Western Hemisphere for the first time in 40 years. And what are we going to do about it? And how do we respond to that? Are we going to continue to be vigilant? Are we going to pick those things up so that we keep it out of our country? Boy, I sure hope so. And I think our producers are working every day to see that that happens. But that's just kind of that overhanging, that dark cloud that's just kind of out there on the horizon. And you just wonder if it's going to blow this way or not.
Doing the right thing, and you're on the eastern seaboard, so you're closer to a huge population that wonders that every day.
Yeah, that's and we talk repeatedly about the fact that for our industry, what we're trying to do is be just a little bit better tomorrow than we were today. If folks are expecting any business, any individual, to make a light years leap overnight in terms of how they do business better, how they treat other people, how they, whatever it may be, you don't see that giant leap forward very often. But if you look real close, what you can see most times is incremental improvement. And that's what we're looking at. So if you look back at what we were doing 10 years ago for on-farm practices, for the environment, we're spending a lot of time in North Carolina talking about renewable natural gas made from hog manure. cover lagoons, capture the methane, convert it into renewable natural gas we can inject into the pipeline. They don't have oil and gas in North Carolina like we did in Oklahoma. So if we can add natural gas to the pipeline and making it off of manure and emissions off of our hog farms, good Lord, look what we're doing to make to reduce fossil fuels, to reduce improve our sustainability and talk about where we're going. Those are new stories. Those are new opportunities that we're continuing to focus on to show that we're just a little bit better today than we were yesterday. And if you'll give us a chance, tomorrow we'll be a little bit better again.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Ron.